Frank, welcome back to the airwaves of Highland. Good to speak to you again.
Yep, thanks, Sergeant. Good to be chatting to you.
Yeah, before we look at the quarterfinals of the Senior Championship, Frank, we'll maybe look at Glenn Finn's performance in the Championship. You knew you needed to beat four Masters in your last group game to stay up, and you've achieved that. I'm sure that was the target at the start of the year, that Glenn Finn was to remain in senior football.
Yeah, that's probably the one thing that you're always hoping to achieve. You know, we probably would have probably been hoping towards a quarter final, you know, but I suppose the way the game's panned out, going away to Kelly Beggs in the first game, and, you know, disappointing performance and not getting the one there probably put the pressure on us against Gweedore in the second game, and lost out narrowly to them, you know, in a game where we could have won, and played Glen Swallow in our third game then, you know. And once you have a couple of defeats in Championship, you know, you start looking towards the relegation playoff and avoiding that. So, look, we were happy with the performance against Four Masters in the last day, that I suppose we stayed safe on our own accord, you know, by our own actions rather than relying on results on the final day there. So, happy to remain safe, but I suppose probably the club as a whole probably might be a little bit disappointed that we're not featuring in the latter stages of the quarterfinals. But in saying that, we played, you know, three out of the eight teams that are in the quarterfinal at the minute. So, the draw, I suppose, wasn't the kind, I suppose, you could argue, maybe.
Yeah. Would you agree with the current format of the Championship? Is 16 teams the right amount for it? Is it too many? Some of the teams that don't win a game throughout the group stages still get two chances of staying up in senior football. Is it fair the way the current format is with the 16 teams, Frank, do you think?
I think, you know, the format, I think, is quite good, as in you get four really good competitive games, and, you know, even within those four games, if it doesn't go your way, you're still in with the chance of retaining the senior championship status. Perhaps the fact that there's 16 teams, you know, classed as senior club teams in the county might be, you know, setting the format aside might be the main issue that we have in club football, that perhaps clubs don't see the championship as a proper competition where they can be successful in. You know, there's probably eight of those 16 teams probably looking to stay safe in senior championship rather than featuring in the championship as something that they can win. You know, and I suppose after the coming from the inter-county season in this past couple of years now, seeing the club season run, I suppose the balance they're trying to get right now is league football and into championship. And I felt probably this year, as a club player, the league has seemed to have maybe lost a little bit of the competition side of things to league football. You know, I suppose in my earlier days in club football, even though you were on the Donegal team, the league still was seen as a competitive competition, and perhaps maybe a league semi-final or something like that after the league has finished, you know, might give it that little bit of a status again among in the club calendar. There was a break between league football and championship football this year that maybe it mightn't have suited a lot of clubs. You know, in the month of July, they're probably sat idle for a lot of the clubs.
Yeah, so maybe did Croke Park get it wrong with their changes then, Frank? Because obviously, there was a lot of players went away to America to play football and then just came back from championship. And some clubs weren't happy. Did the boys in the headquarters get it wrong? Maybe with the decision of splitting it.
I don't know. I suppose it's something that, you know, if people were saying it was wrong the way it was, you know, before they did make the decision to split it, you know, and I suppose it's going to take time, so it is, and I do think, you know, maybe those extra few club fixtures, you know, around those summer months, you know, that are of importance, you know, might be key to maybe holding those club players, you know, during the summer months, because it's difficult for clubs, I suppose, to tend with people going travelling during the summer and then trying to get them back into a championship campaign that's starting in August and into the month of September then.
Yeah, and I suppose for you boys in Glenfinn, it's a bit strange now. Here we are in September and that's the year done, so it is, Frank.
Well, that's it, yeah. I suppose it's going to be a long time now. Like, if we look back last year, I think we didn't start of February. Like, so you're close on 6 months, 5 months at least anyway, you know. That's going to be, I suppose, there's going to be no games, no competitive nature. So I suppose for club players, there's going to be a huge onus on club players probably to try and mind themselves, you know, through the winter months, to, you know, because it's a huge gap, so it is in the calendar to not have competitive action, you know, whereas years ago we would have been used to playing right up into the mouth of Christmas, and indeed under 21 games right into, you know, between Christmas and the New Year. So it's a big change, so it is, but I suppose time will tell whether it's for the good of the club player or not.
Yeah. Well, there's eight teams that still have something to focus on. They're in the quarterfinals of the senior championship. We'll take it in the order of the of their matches this weekend. Three on Saturday. First up, Killybegs against Kilcare. Killybegs was one of the three sides that, that beat you in the group stages, Frank. Can they upset the men from Towney and Donegal Town on Saturday, can they?
Yeah, I don't know if they'll go as far as upsetting them, but I do think it's, you know, they're going to make it very difficult for them. Their first game over in Finchard, we played them, was very impressed with them. You know, they've a great mix of, you know, they're a youthful enough team, but yet they have loads of experience, you know, within it, with Hugh McFadden, Owen Bann, John Bangaller, you know, Christopher Morton there that has been playing for Killybegs for years, you know, and then they've got a good sprinkling of young players coming through, you know, very impressed with their fullback in Seamus O'Byrne, you know, not alone his defending, but causes huge problems for teams going forward on the other side of things as well. They'll certainly ask a lot of questions. Just, I suppose, the plus for Kilcare is around that middle eight with the pace that they have in their team. Just not sure if Killybegs will, you know, will cope with them, but I do think they'll definitely make it very difficult into the latter stages of that game. And, you know, if things happen to click for like Owen Bann and Hugh McFadden inside, you know, if he scored two goals against us, you know, and if something like that was to happen or click for Hugh McFadden, you know, on the day, you know, Killybegs become a very dangerous team when their tails are up.
Yeah, Hugh McFadden, top scorer so far in the senior championship this year. From a Kilcare point of view, obviously they have had the hurt in recent seasons of losing out. Are Kilcare seen as contenders in your eyes this year, Frank?
Oh, they definitely are, yeah. They're apart from the top four, and you would still say that, you know, they're up there within the probably the top two or three, you know, within the county. You know, any team with, you know, the likes of Ryan McHugh, Owen McHugh back in playing now, Patrick McBertie inside, you know, they've a sprinkling a talent round the pitch, and they're certainly during the league campaign even, you know, their defence has really shored up as well. The young O'Donnell and their full back's gonna be a huge battle with himself and Hugh McFadden if he's in there in the full forward line, you know, but been very impressed with him also right throughout the year. Shows great leadership as well at times when it's needed, and they've got, you know, the forwards on the field to hurt you and really do damage. And I do think over the course of a game, if both Kilcare and Killybegs bring their A game, I would think Kilcare might just have enough maybe in the tank to pull away from them.
Yeah. The second of the quarterfinals is in Fintra, Killybegs. It's Airua Ballyshannon against Gweedore. You mentioned earlier about the tough draws that you got, that Glenn Finn got in the championship. Some might say that the draw was kind to the Ballyshannon side, but I think it's fair to say, Frank, this is going to be their toughest test to date.
Yeah, it definitely is, I suppose. You look at Ballyshannon, you know, they won the games, you know, in the championship, and, you know, no matter who you're playing, I suppose championship games aren't easy won, and even a good indication of the games when they go away from home, you know, and they got the two victories away from home as well, you know, while they weren't, I suppose, landslide victories of any kind, but they dug in and got the result, and they haven't been conceding many scores in Airua, and certainly we played them during the league ourselves, you know, and they're very organised, and, you know, they work hard for each other, you know, defensively, and then they have the forwards to go forward, you know, to go forward and get the scores when needed. You know, they've huge players, you know, in Drummond there that can hit scores from long range, you know, so they're going to ask questions of Gweedore, but I have a feeling Gweedore have been, I suppose, improving. You know, they may not have set the world alight in the early games in the championship, but they've been steadily improving, you know, right throughout the game, and especially the victory there against McCools and Maharigallen, you know, and while going to Niamh Connell on the last day was always going to be a challenge to go away from home and get a victory there. I think they'll be happy with their position at the minute, and with more bodies getting back on the pitch, like Sadaro Boyle getting back in there, you know, they're going to be getting into this game with confidence. But I can see a low scoring affair in that game, because, you know, Airua do make it very difficult, you know, and I can't see a big scoring difference between the two of them.
Yeah. What kind of scoring difference are you expecting in Glenties later on in the day with the third match, St Eunice against St Michael's? Is that going to be another low scoring affair?
I would say, I don't know, St Eunice have been, you know, they've been, you know, they're scoring heavily in some of the games. You know, you could question maybe some of the draws that they got as well, but just the pace that St Eunice possess within their team, you know, and the strength of the panel, not just the first 15, and their pace that they have on the pitch, you know, for for St Michael's to curtail them is going to be a huge ask, so it is, you know. Obviously, they've got to try and give themselves a chance of being in the game in the second half and then trying to go and win it, but it's easier said than done against a team like St Union's with, you know, the array of forwards they have and the pace in their team. I know we played them earlier in the league in O'Donnell Park, you know, and while they wouldn't maybe have had their anywhere close to their championship team, they still possess that pace that, you know, are extremely dangerous in set pieces or kickouts, you know, that they've got pace to get up the field and a couple of passes, and they've got the forwards up there then to do the damage in the scoreboard.
Yeah. Have they got up to the level that they were at last year during the championship yet, do you feel, Frank? Or is there still more to come from
them? I don't know. I suppose it's really hard to tell, and I suppose it's not until the knockout football starts that we might see that for certain, but I do think with the number of players they're using and you know, and the regulars are always in there, you know, the likes of O'Donnell showing well and getting back in there, it's definitely going to be it's going to be an interesting one this weekend. But I do feel St Union's are close, if not at the same level again this year, and I do think they're going to be very hard to hold in Glentis come Saturday.
Yeah, and if St Michael's are going to be in the game at all, obviously they'll probably need a big performance from Michael Langan, will they?
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, Michael's always, you know, he's always a dangerous player to have on the pitch, and I'm sure he's probably going to be earmarked by the St Union's management team to try and negate the influence he does have in the game. But certainly, the likes of the O'Reillys as well in the St Michael's forward line are going to have to chip in with some of those scores. And then you have the likes of Andrew Kelly and them that are always score getters in the team too. And if they are to, I suppose, you know, stay in the game, they're going to have to take all the chances that they do get. And I suppose that's the key with some of the teams that are outside the top four, that, you know, sometimes when the pressure's on against the bigger teams, not all those chances are taken, you know. But if they can stay in the game towards the second half, you know, St Michael's have been there, thereabouts, and they're an experienced championship team after last year's run as well in the championship, you know, so they're, you know, they'll take confidence from that, that if they're still in the game, that they've got the players to go and win it. And I suppose it's just a matter of trying to stick with St Union's into the dying stages of the game.
Yeah. The last of the quarterfinals is our feature game here on Sunday. It's at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. Neve Connell against Glen Swilly. Parish rivals, sides that have already met in the championship this year. They couldn't be separated out of Park Neve Columba. Who's the pressure on going into this one, do you feel, Frank?
I suppose you'd probably have to say, you know, suppose the pressure's probably on Neve Connell. You know, they'd probably be expected to maybe defeat Glen Swilly come Sunday. You know, that's not going to be an easy task. You know, having played Glen Swilly ourselves in the championship, you know, they've seemed to be happy in their style of play, so they are, you know, and happy in the way they're playing. You know, they all work together as a defensive unit, and I suppose in the forward line then, they've Michael Murphy in there inside and Shamie David inside along with him, you know. And, you know, I suppose Neve Connell learned in the first game how dangerous Michael Murphy is with some of them long balls in, and I suppose they're probably going to need, you know, a couple of those things to work for them come Sunday, you know, to put it up to Neve Connell. But I would say, you know, going into the game, the pressure's probably going to be on Neve Connell, and it's how they react to that, I suppose, after the drawn game in Glen Swilly as well, has that extra bit of bite to add it to the quarterfinal as well, you know. But I suppose when you look through the games as well, you have to hand it to Neve Connell, you know, out of their four games, I think the four of them that they all played are in the quarterfinal with them, you know, and they managed to get 7 points, you know, out of them teams, you know. So I suppose we'd have played three of those games. Glentis have, Neve Connell have played the four of them and still got 7 out of 8 points. So but people may argue that maybe Glentis have regressed a little bit. I still think, you know, they're a team similar to Gwydor that's going to be getting stronger as the championship goes along, and they'll be hoping to put in their best performance of the year yet come Sunday.
Yeah, and the other side of that is we've learned in the past before, don't be writing off Glen Swilly, because they've sort of been getting better as the championship went on. They had a hugely disappointing league campaign, but once the championship starts, there's something in Glen Swilly that they turn the screws, so they do, Frank.
Yeah, they do, yeah, and you know, if you look down through the years, any year that they were successful, you know, they may not have come into the championship with huge confidence, but, you know, once Glen Swilly gets a couple of victories under their belt, you know, and they got that point against Neve Connell on the first day out, which gave them a huge boost, and, you know, they rolled over to Mount Charles and got a good victory there, and, you know, and I suppose almost secured their quarter-final spot then with a victory against ourselves. And, you know, even in the last day of the championship, they had to go to Ardra, you know, with Ardra fighting to get out of the relegation playoff and got the victory. So, you know, Glenswally have been taking confidence from each and every game, you know, and more than likely they've been taking learnings from each and every game, you know, and they've a great balance. So they have, you know, between the younger players, you know, there's, you know, the likes of Cormac Callan there and Shane McDade in the back line, you know, that are playing great football and doing their jobs very well as defenders. And you have the likes of the older heads then in the team of Michael Murphy, Gary McFadden, Keelan Kelly still playing and still playing well, you know. So they're definitely gonna ask questions, and you know it's gonna be a huge game on Sunday. And I do think whichever team takes the level of performance to the day, you know, will come out on top. And you know it wouldn't surprise me totally if Glenswally were to put in that performance and come out with a victory.
Yeah, we'll wait to see what happens in that one. Let's go to the intermediates just briefly, Frank. Semi-final weekend as well. Glenfin knew all about intermediate football. These guys, of course, a number of years ago took the title and progressed back up into seniors. It's a difficult competition to win, Frank.
Oh, it definitely is, yeah, because I suppose we were down in intermediate for 2 years. You know, the first year we went into intermediate, and we probably would have been fancied to bounce straight back up, you know, into senior championship again. But St. Noll's got the better of us in our first year in intermediate. You know, and you know, there's any amount of teams in the intermediate championship that on the start of it, you know, you look through the teams there. The Buncrana was defeated there last weekend. Dowdings that were going well right through the league. You know, and if any of those teams were to win the intermediate championship, you wouldn't have been overly surprised. But you know, to see, you know, Niamh Columba and Fanny Gales in there, along with Dunlow and Terman, you know, I suppose with Dunlow's disappointment last year, they're going to be looking to probably right the wrongs of the final day, the first final there, in last year's intermediate final. So it's set up for an interesting two semi-finals, so it is.
Yeah, it certainly is. Listen, Frank, many thanks for joining us today, and enjoy the football at the weekend.
Well, do, Oisin. Thanks very much. Thanking you.